Well, with no cookies involved, we are going to have Greg Hargrave read the cookie jar to us. Oh, and
good. I'm glad I don't have to do it.
Yeah, I want to
scared me.
Just let you know that brought the cookie jar is brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price. Period. Greg.
All right. First up, what TV show routinely makes you laugh out loud?
So this one is easy for me, and because I would have originally said Tool Time. Mm-hmm. But
Home Improvement,
yeah. But now I'm actually going to use the same guy, Tim Allen, but I'm going to go with Last Man Standing. And I was on for, I don't know, 7 or 8 seasons. I think it was 8 seasons. Every time, and I rewatch these all the time. No matter how many times I've seen them, I laugh hysterically all the time. And the kids aren't laughing at the show. They're laughing at me because I'm laughing at all the same jokes.
Well, you are worth laughing at. At when you laugh,
because
that was part of the beautiful things of doing this show was getting you to laugh, because you laughing would make me laugh. My show is Curb Your Enthusiasm. I mean, every time I watch it, whether it's rewatch it, I just can't stop laughing. It's just hysterical. The writing is clever, and it's just Larry David is unbelievable, and some of the characters are just...
I haven't watched a lot of them, but anytime some comes up, like a clip will come up on my social media feed, I'll watch it, I'll laugh, and I'll go and watch a couple episodes, and you're right. It does. It is one of those shows where it's just like, it's a kind of everyday things, too.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, that's why he wrote Seinfeld, and, and there's a lot of things that makes you uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I must be watching the wrong shows because I don't remember the last time I laughed out loud at something except for watching Disney movies with my kids, which is what I pretty much watch all day. I started laughing. Uh-huh. We watched Cars yesterday.
Oh, sure.
And I was giggling at that. And Emily would be like, Mama, why are you laughing? And I'm like, that was funny. Why? Because she doesn't pick up on the humor. Yeah,
some of those Disney movies do have some adult humor in them.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes.
Shrek
is
one that I laugh at quite a bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Kids in the Hall. I would put that as it had a great 5-year run.
Uh-huh.
And I would put those 5 years of the Kids in the Hall against any great 5-year stretch of Saturday Night Live.
Okay. You know what? I wouldn't go that far. I think Kids in the Hall was kind of like a cult show. I liked it. I would take SCTV over that. SCTV was incredible.
I don't even know either of those things that you're talking about.
Second City TV, John Candy was in it.
Oh, John Candy
Martin
was awesome.
Short, yeah. Joe Flaherty, Eugene Levy, that whole crew.
Yeah, The Kids in the Hall was a Canadian sketch comedy show, which was very strange if like my wife would walk in the middle of a skit and then I'd have to explain the skit. Very difficult to do.
Right.
All right, next one, Skim 2% or whole milk.
This is a no-brainer for me. It is always, will forever be whole milk. And maybe with a touch of little heavy whipping cream.
I knew you were going to say whole milk.
Yes. Skim milk to me is just water, as well as 2% just kind of colored water.
I used to be a whole milk guy, but once you start on skim milk and then you drink whole milk again, it's like... God, it's
gross.
Crazy, yeah.
Oh, no. Once in a while, I wish
chocolate milk was part of this discussion because I can have chocolate milk regular, chocolate milk low fat. It doesn't make a difference. It's chocolate.
Yeah, I just
milk.
Need some chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
If I drink milk or use it on my cereal, it has to be skim.
Mm-hmm. Just use water.
I honestly think I could use water on cereal. I never have, but if I had to,
that's so
I'd rather
disgusting.
Use water than whole milk.
You know, there's a new drink out. I want to say I think it's Liquid Death have come out. They've got a new flavor.
Liquid Death.
Yeah, it's like
sounds appetizing.
Well, no, but I think it's actually, I've never had it, but I was listening to another show and I think it's water, but it's flavored water.
Okay.
And one of them that is coming out is supposed to taste like the milk at the bottom, like when you finish the cereal and you're left with the milk.
Oh, like a little sweet taste if you put sugar in your
cereal. Yeah, a little sugar in there,
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll go with whole milk.
Thank you, Greg. I knew I'd have one supporter here.
Choose one celebrity to take a road trip with, and I think we should enact the Dan Campbell exception. Can't say Dan Campbell. Try someone else.
Okay. Stoney, why don't you go on this one?
Greg, I think Greg is always good at predicting what I'm going to say. Greg, who do you think I'm going to say?
Oh, you're going to say Bruce.
I don't know, Stoney.
Charles Barkley.
Oh, that's a really good one.
Charles Barkley being with in a car for a while would be just so much fun. He'd be, you know, basically uncensored. Bruce, I would obviously, but I don't think he's so dry and talk. You know, he's not the most exciting human being on the world.
That response does sound like you, Stoney.
Mm-hmm. Heather.
Well, I'm going to choose Dax Shepard, but I want him to bring his wife with him too. I want Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell.
Dax Shepard.
So Kristen Bell.
And, well, fine, well, Kristen Bell and her husband. I want both of them together.
Did you know they were actually guests? They were actually on this show once.
Really?
Were they?
Yeah, we did a giveaway. I think it was what, Greg, was a fantasy week at Tigers.
Yeah.
And the way we won, people had to get the biggest celebrity to call up. And Dax Shepard called up and put Kristen Bell on at the same time.
See? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now that I've Googled him, I know who he is.
They come as a package,
Okay.
think.
Yeah. All right.
He's local, too.
And so is she.
Yes, I know.
I would say Luke Combs. Luke Combs, to me, seems like I've seen him in concert a couple of times, like a dude that you just want to hang out with. And on a road trip, I think he's laid back, probably crap a might take a bathroom break. Crack a couple of beers. Uh-huh. It just seems like it would be an easy ride.
I'm going to go with two things that I need. Fun, but also chill. I don't want the exuberant, extravagant guy. How about Pedro Pascal? He seems like he fits both of those.
I'd take
like
him
Pedro
too.
Pascal.
Okay.
If you found $1,000 cash on the ground, no strings attached, what would you do with it?
I'd put it in half. I'd use one to put like for a car payment, and the other I'd give to some charity.
Oh, really? Well, you're a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Heather?
I'd probably use it to pay for my kid's school.
Chump change for Stoney, by the way.
Oh, well, you're very practical.
$1,000 school's expensive.
It is, yes.
Paying bills with that.
I'm going full selfish on this. I'm going to get myself a couple of new fishing rods. Okay. I'm going to go to you know, Cabela's Bass Pro. Jay's up in up north there. Buy myself a couple new rods and reels.
I'm putting it in the bank and I'm paying off credit cards. The most boring answer, but man, just throw that right in the money hole. Eliminate one for the rest of your life: cake or ice cream.
Oh, this one is easy.
Simple.
I would give up cake. I cannot live without ice cream.
I'm pretty much with. I love cake. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But if it's one or the other, give me my ice cream, baby.
Heather?
Get rid of ice cream. I can live without ice cream. I like cake more than I like ice cream. I do think I eat ice cream more often because cake is really only for like a special event.
Special occasion, sure.
And ice cream is whenever, but I like cake better.
You like cake better or pie?
Oh, cake.
Okay. Yeah.
I could live without pie.
Does your spouse ask you, hey, want to go out for cake? No. Does your spouse ask you, hey, want to go out for ice cream?
Yes.
Never.
Eliminate cake. Go with ice cream.
Colin doesn't like ice cream?
Colin loves ice cream. I don't eat the same type of ice cream he does.
You have to have the vegan ice cream?
No, I like soft serve, like frozen yogurt.
Oh, right.
He wants
a scoop.
Regular scoop ice cream.
Sure.
So, no,
like either soft serve or like, you know, mint chocolate chip with hot fudge and chocolate sprinkles.
No. No. You like toothpaste in your ice cream?
Yeah, I do.
Mint chocolate chip is awesome. My kid loves mint chocolate chip.
Yes, it's the best.
Would you rather go streaking or skinny dipping?
Oh, this is so easy.
So easy.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes. I'd much rather go skinny dipping.
Unless, agreed. Who wants to go running?
Well, exactly.
Like, who wants to run, whether you're clothed or naked? Like,
well, especially naked. I don't want to run naked. I'd rather, plus, you know, what do you have a better chance of having fun with? Streaking or skinny dipping with somebody?
Well, I guess it all... Well, sure, yeah. Skinny dipping probably leads to better things.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so my answer is skinny dipping. But sometimes it's what leads to the one or the other. Like, there could be a hell of a bar night that all of a sudden leads to streaking. So it's everything in context.
And sometimes streaking does lead to
skinny dipping.
Yeah. Streaking in the quad.
Yeah. Let's go
streaking.
Everyone's doing it. Yeah. Then he backs into the car.
Clean sweep. I'm going with skinny dipping as well. The surface of the water acts as a barrier that they can't see all the nether bits down below.
Yeah.
Unless you're in a pool.
Oh, that's a good point. See, I always think of skinny dipping
in a lake.
In a lake,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Oh, I think of it in a pool.
Yeah.
Oh,
so everything can be seen.
It creates at least some sort of cloak.
a little mystery.
It makes you feel like that anyway.
Right. Yes.
The only way I would choose.
It's like wearing clear clothes.
The only way I would choose streaking is if the water temperature was like really cold. Because I hate.
Like Lake Superior.
Or you hate shrinkage. Oh,
yes. It would actually be redundant in my case. And that is the cookie jar for this week. 97.1 The Ticket. Gosh.